This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The Milwaukee Brewers are losing their star outfielder, Ryan Braun, for the rest of the season. He's agreed to a suspension without pay for unspecified violations of baseball's drug policy and his contract. Other players reportedly have ties to a Florida clinic that's accused of dispensing performance-enhancing drugs, and those shoes could begin to drop soon. Andrew Zimbalist is a sports economist at Smith College. Professor, the suspension will cost Braun, what, half his salary?
Well, it's 65 or 66 games, so maybe 38%, somewhere in that neighborhood.
But what's especially interesting here is the suspension is going to cost other people a lot of money as well.
Well, you can think about it costing the Brewers. It probably will lower their attendance. But, of course, what this indicates is that the other 20-odd players who were on the Biogenesis list, according to the Miami Herald report, are now more likely to get hit by the scandal. Probably we'll be hearing in the coming days about more suspensions.
So in a sense, it's some sort of grim leading indicator of something that's going to become much more widespread of a problem for Major League Baseball.
Well, I don't know if it's a problem for Major League Baseball. It's certainly an issue that Major League Baseball is dealing with. But in terms of the PR of all of this, I think what it indicates is that baseball is being very aggressive and tenacious in trying to clean up the game. They already have the strongest drug testing and penalty program in professional sports in the United States. They're showing that their commitment is stalwart and strong to that effort.
Andrew Zimbalist, sports economist, Smith College. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.